League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We're waiting to see if there's a heroic entrance. Is he here? Is he alive? Well, he was alive, and he might join us. But John Granato, for those of you tuning in to see if he made it through the devastation of the fires, which is really no joking matter. He's he's alive. He's well. And he'll join us at some point. He's no power for giant chunks of the Los Angeles area. Winds of up to 100 miles an hour have knocked out power and kept power down for a bunch of the areas around there. Of course, you know about it's also helped to spread the fires. Devastating, just absolutely devastating scenes of entire communities just burned completely to the ground. Churches. We got John now. Churches, hospitals, grocery stores, and of course, houses just completely leveled and annihilated. I'll tell you what, John, this is like we've been through Katrina when we were here, and so many people from Louisiana came over and you know, Houston jumped into action. We've been through hurricanes, floods. This is one of the worst things I've seen. It's unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's not stopping anytime soon. The winds are still going to continue. The red flag winds again today, and last night we were watching. So Hollywood Hills had not been affected, and all of a sudden it just sparked up, fire, and it was and then it's just house after house after house, and it blows up to one, and then Studio City, which isn't far away from
Studio
there,
City.
Studio City as well. It was that
caught on fire
night.
Also.
Yeah,
dude, that's where I used to stay when NFL Network was right there on Culver. In Culver, I used to stay at Studio City and hotels there. It's a nice little area. You know, it's a cool little area.
It's a really nice little area. There's all kinds of nice little areas that have been devastated, and it's just it doesn't get any worse. Running out of water, all kinds of stuff that has just been. Story after story after story here. So
they say the wind, John, that it's so bad. So the Santa Ana winds are something that happen every year, but these are unusually powerful. I was watching a report.
It's because it's winter that they're stronger. It was the perfect storm. It was the perfect storm for everything here. So it's just been a mess. We didn't have any power, so we slept here at the station, Wendy Station. I had an engineer here trying to hook up my gear here last night, but they've got firewalls here that are preventing me from being on the regular Comrex. So I'm on my field tap.
Doesn't sound bad.
No, that's good. Okay. I'll just be on a phone call the whole time. If you can see on our video, if you're on YouTube or if you're on X or wherever you're watching, wherever you are, you can see that I'm on a phone. So, but that's okay. We'll do this. We'll get through. Here, I think I'm going to try to catch a plane to Houston today. I'm supposed to come in tomorrow, but today would be better, I think, especially if we don't have any if we don't have any power.
Mm-hmm.
And so get back to Houston where we can do the show. But we've got.
Oh, hang on. Before we get to sports stuff, I want to ask you, you drove around yesterday, and that was after the show. I mean, you're on the ground. You're in the middle of all that stuff, and one of what's going to be is already considered the worst fire disaster in the history of California and of Los Angeles already. It was considered that when there was two people dead. Before there was, I think we're past five now. The amount of houses at one point was 11,000. Then I saw 15,000. I can only imagine how high it is now. You were here for the hurricane that flooded, you know, the 50-inch flood as well. Which hurricane was that? What's the one that flooded, that stalled all of
us? Harvey.
Yeah, Hurricane Harvey. I'm going to bring something sports-related into it as well here in a second, but
if you're going to compare the two, I think they're pretty comparable if you want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the devastation and a number of people that are becoming affected. Mm-hmm. It's funny, though, in Houston with the hurricane, everyone, because of the rain. I dropped Wendy off because we couldn't open our garage door yesterday because we lost power. So I brought my truck was outside. So I brought her to work, and I posted, if you're not following me, you might want to see a picture of it right from out front of her building here. It was a morning, which was light out, and the sky was completely black with smoke, and you could see the fires in the background in Pasadena. Now, that's just a town over here from Glendale. And but then you drive. I was going around yesterday the city, and it's unaffected, totally unaffected. So the difference between the hurricane was everyone got rained on.
Right.
Everyone was affected. There were plenty of places, even if you didn't have house damage, there were plenty of places you still couldn't go. You had to hunker down. Here, in a lot of the area, it's a huge area. Now, LA is a huge, huge area. But in most of the areas, you're unaffected by it. You know, the traffic is just terrible. In certain places, they're shutting down cities. Now, I will say this. The tree downage here with the winds, we had 100-mile-an-hour winds here. The tree downage has been spectacular.
Yeah, and that causes its own set of issues.
All over. Yeah, it's all over. So that's another thing. But for the most part, you know, you'll see the smoke in the sky for a lot of the area, but you're unaffected.
Well,
by the
depends.
Fires.
You are unaffected.
Yeah, right.
Right. The people toward the north.
Right.
Yeah, people toward the north, I know it's really, really bad. The Pacific Palisades area, which is a really pretty area, that's just getting completely wrecked.
Not anymore.
No, that's getting completely wrecked. So it's pretty crazy. Watching the stories, reading the stories and all that. Is everything good with your place? Are you like, I guess any place could be in danger, but I would assume there's not like, well, I saw places burning down that didn't have a bunch of trees around them. I guess once the wind starts whipping up, the wind is the great culprit in terms of turning areas that are unaffected into massively affected all of a sudden. Not everything. Yeah. Is it safe over there where you are right now? I mean, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're okay. I mean, they're trying to contain it, and they've got helicopters now. And you should see the pouring in of firemen from all over the state, all over the country, just coming in here trying to help. And one of the issues, though, is the water. So that's been a problem. But everybody seems to be pitching in. Everybody's doing everything that they possibly can to get this thing.
There's one thing that I find that firefighters love to have. It's water.
Yes, firefighters need water.
Typically, they like water. I saw that the Pentagon was going to bring in helicopters to help with some fire suppression, but the wind was too bad. They're like, we can't do it. The wind's too bad.
No, right. That was the biggest problem, was that the winds were so strong that they couldn't get helicopters in the air to drop water from above for a while now. But last night, some helicopters were flying around. So, you know, hopefully it gets back to normal soon. But, man, these winds are just ridiculous. And there's going to be more winds today, so we'll see what happens.
Well, from a football standpoint, just because there's some similarities to 17. So in 17, when we initially had, you know, people talk about the hurricane helped the Astros went on a World Series. I think people forget the hurricane wrecked the Astros. I mean, wrecked. Justin Verlander coming is what helped propel the Astros to the World Series. But the hurricane itself, you remember, John, the Astros got, what, no hit and one hit. They weren't able. We know the Rangers were a bunch of a-holes who wouldn't let the Astros move a game. And the Astros players even said, we can't focus on anything. You got a wide receiver coach for the Chargers whose house has been, quote-unquote, impacted, which means probably burned to the ground. Who knows how many other players or family members. Kawhi Leonard didn't play yesterday because his family's dealing with his immediate family is dealing with fire and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Kawhi had a reason for not playing a basketball game.
Yeah, Kawhi had actually one that I could get behind. So this is going to be, you know, I think something that's going to be, it's not something I want to spotlight, but I think it's, you know, we've got the Chargers coming in town. They've already had to start changing and altering their practice plans. The air quality is getting to a level where it's just you can't be outside, and so they're going to have to change how they, and that's going to rapidly deteriorate. They're changing how they're getting through their practices. This is going to be a really tough game for the Chargers emotionally, because remember, this isn't San Diego Chargers anymore. This is Los Angeles Chargers. A lot of these players, you know, they've got houses, they've got family who live there, they've got whatever apartments, whatever the case may be. This is going to be something where, John, I think that because of the nature of this disaster and the scope, this is going to be hard for them to be as focused as they need to in this game. I mean, I feel bad for them on a personal level. But you know, when you look at when I'm looking at this as the game, and I separate the game from, you know, the humanity, there's a lot of similarities to when the Astros were dealing with that hurricane, and in the short term, they were not able to deal with it at all because it just overwhelms people's emotional beings. And this is what the Chargers are going to have to deal with this weekend, because it's not like you said, John, it's Thursday today. These fires are not stopping.
The Chargers and the Rams. How does this sound now? Does this sound different? I put the earbuds in.
It's not as good, but it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, you're
otherwise,
fine.
Otherwise, I got to hold the phone up.
No, you're fine. It sounds fine.
So I was reading Bill Barnwell. Bill Barnwell thinks the Rams are going all the way to the NFC Championship game. And this is the kind of thing, you know, you say that about the Astros, that they weren't able to cope and everything, and then they went to World Series.
Yeah, but they weren't in the short term, and that's – remember how they got blown away?
No, short term, a couple of days. Right. But a couple of – you're right. Well, football is just one game.
Yeah, bad couple of days, and you're done. And that's kind of my point.
Yeah, well, four bad hours, and you're done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right about that. But, however, this is the kind of thing that can unite a city as well. A hurricane helped the Saints in the long run win a championship. A hurricane helped the Astros win a championship. And maybe these fires, you know, bring people together. We'll see. If anybody's going to make a run, I think it's going to be the Rams and not, because the Rams are playing good football right now. The Rams are playing real good football.
Well, I was already talked that they're probably moving their game. I think you alluded to that. It looks like the Rams game has a really good chance of getting moved.
Yeah, well, games are stiff. Everything, I'm telling you, it's a little bit weird. It's not like a hurricane at all in that everyone's affected. So I will see. We'll see whether or not I was down by SoFi yesterday. I mean, matter of fact, I was right there, right next to it yesterday, most of the day. And it's life as usual. Life as usual in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I asked. That's where NFL Network is, right next to SoFi. And I reached out. Mm-hmm. They said it was, that area is at this point unaffected, and they're hoping it stays that way. But that game,
well, we'll see. Let's talk about
the contingency plan. By the way, is for Minnesota and the Rams to be moved to Arizona. So that's what they're currently monitoring. And if the air quality and the safety features are too big a concern, they'll move the game to Arizona, which will mean, you know, the Rams, I don't know how much of a home field. The Rams will have a home field advantage. They have more fans than the Chargers do. But that'll really neutralize that game from a standpoint of, you know, I like the Minnesota Vikings a lot. I've seen how hard it is. I've seen how hard it is for teams to deal in the short term with this type of stress. And I just don't know how the Chargers, and I think the Chargers and Rams are both in a lot of trouble, because this is a lot to take in from a coaching staff, a support staff, a front office, the players, a lot.
Yeah, there's everybody in especially with businesses as big as that is, 50 mm-hmm. players, all those front office people and everything else, somebody's been affected by it.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody, somebody is going
to
have a hard
somebody's
time
Somebody's going to be affected, and somebody is worried that they're going to be affected. I mean, and that's going to be here on your mind. If you lose your home, that's on your mind. Yeah. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, right here at Channel 7 with Wendy is there's people that have been devastated by this. So mm-hmm. it's absolutely been touching a bunch of people. We'll find out how it affects the Rams and the Chargers coming up this weekend. We're taking a break now and got to talk about HRP, talking about your business, talking about how you can handle. And now HR isn't just, oh, we got to scold you for this or scold you for that. There is a bunch of stuff that HR does for people that need help, okay, that are in situations that need help. I mean, HR handles a positive and negative situations for you. And how are you handling that? Are you doing it yourself? You sell your widgets. You're not in the HR business. You're not in the payroll business. Do your business and let HR and P do their business. Their business, they know what they're doing. We've been using HR and P forever. And you can call up to the station and ask Laura Beavers about it. We have a one-person department to handle our payroll and our HR, and that's Laura Beavers. And that's how good HRP is. And not only that, when it comes to tax time, simple, simple, simple. We just got an email from Laura. As a matter of fact, contactless. They'll send us our W-2s, and it can't be easier. And HRP makes it easy for you and your business to do what you do, sell your widgets and let HRP do what they do. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zuerlein.
John, can you say hi to Dell? Do you see him in your little restream there?
You know, what's funny is that he's got AJ in today mm-hmm. so that he can sit around and do nothing. I mean, so Dell, because of the fires in Los Angeles, Dell just takes the day off.
No, not really. Joe, yeah. because of his proactiveness, decided if redundancy was going to be the biggest problem because we weren't sure whether you're going to be on or not, he says, I don't care. We just want to make sure we have people covered. So that's why AJ's in the building. Just so happens that you were able to get on the air. That's all it is. That's all. Proactive.
Wow, you were trying to be ready, and look what he did.
Yeah, Joe.
And
credit
by the
to
way,
Joe for that.
Oh yeah, how touching for him.
Touching.
How concerned was he last night, Lance?
I'll tell you right now
about everything.
Not at all.
How concerned?
He wasn't
Everybody
concerned about
sending
you.
Well wishes to me and Wendy. Everybody is concerned. How you guys doing? What does Dell say?
You did this bit yesterday. I don't know why this is supposed to be a topic of conversation. It's pretty clear. I don't care what happens to you. Why is this a topic of conversation? This is not shocking to anyone. Who cares?
Yeah, see?
Look, you wound
a
up
ball of hate.
I'm not. It's not hate if I don't care. Look at you. You wound up doing the show. I guess life goes on, right?
I guess it does.
Look, John's in KABC doing the show, right? I guess. Yeah. Can we stop crying about his situation?
Yeah.
He is not the most affected person by what's going on out there. Not at all.
Oh yeah, no. This is the fact that I had to sleep on a little baby tiny couch here.
That's
okay.
And you said you're flying out today, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna look into it because it's just if we don't have power today, it just doesn't make any sense.
There were people talking yesterday about how
listen
you,
to him.
Hey, you got on.
He may go a couple of days without power. I'll just fly out. I'll just get out of here. I'll just fly.
Remember
out.
When look, we look. Had that just this summer?
Well, I don't.
Multiple
I
days
get to my job in Houston. Most people don't have that, Dell. Okay,
you've been doing the job.
If I didn't have a job in Houston, I would stay here.
You,
okay?
See,
but I have a job in Houston.
Do you believe that?
Not at all.
You don't believe that, do you?
Not at all. Not at
yeah.
all. Not at
yeah.
all.
No. He'd be a PJ, and you'd be out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, look how affected I am. I can just leave.
They
I
were
get on plane
him,
get out of
they
here.
They were calling him John Cruise yesterday.
I know.
Johnny Wood had to make his own coffee this AM, plus the golf courses are closed. The struggle is beyond real. You know what? You're right about that. You're right about that.
This
bulldog.
This man's going to be
okay?
at Wildcat H-Town after
bulldog.
The show.
Are you right? The struggle is beyond.
Are you going to be on a golf course on tomorrow when you're after you do the show here?
No. Tomorrow in Houston?
Yeah.
I don't know. How cold is it?
It's probably too cold for that for you.
I don't know, but it's going to be cold enough that I'm not going to Dallas now. I'm not messing with snow and ice. No thanks. It's going to be in the 20s. It's going to rain tonight for sure, 100% in Dallas. The weather's going to be in the low to mid 20s. It's for sure going to ice and snow.
You driving in that?
I know, and I have to leave right after the show, you know, because it's going to end up being a 5.5 to 6 hour drive, potentially, depending on, you know, the conditions.
No, it just has disaster written all over it.
Yeah, for what? For what? And then I'm going to go, and the tickets have plummeted now for that game.
Because of the weather?
Yeah, the tickets for the weather. Because remember now, there's going to be thousands of people coming from Houston making that drive up. So, I mean, it's not, you know, the roads are going to be unusually... The traffic's going to be unusually heavy anyway. It's going to be on bad roads. The tickets now are plummeting because everyone who had tickets who thought they were going to make out, all those ticket brokers, they've been cut in half now. You can get – it's upper deck tickets, but you can get upper deck tickets for just over $100 per ticket, which for a game of that magnitude –
Well, the week started. I went on StubHub right after they got there. $300 for standing room only.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the weather has affected it, has had the biggest effect on that, and bigger effect than anything else. Because if the weather was nice up in Dallas, that ticket would still be a really, really hot ticket.
Right.
But people are saying, like you, I ain't doing that. I ain't about that life.
No, for what? For who?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense for me. I got a hotel or whatever. Like, if I were flying in, I might consider it. But I'm not flying in. And I looked at flights to see if I would. I'm like, no way. I'm not wasting. I said, well, what about money and miles? Maybe I can make that work. No, it's eating up all my miles. Like, no, thanks. I'm not. Yeah. And I'm not driving 5.5. So I'm going to tell my boss. I'm going to be like, nope. And he already knows. He lives in Chicago. I said, Dan, we don't know how to drive. I said, I don't know how to drive in snow and ice and any of that stuff. And he already
barely can walk on when it's sunny out. How are you going to drive?
I used to break dance, John. What are you talking about?
More
popping and locking.
That he tripped over a curb and broke his whole leg.
That's not what happened.
That was a senior bowl.
It was a senior bowl
in Mobile.
And it wasn't a broken leg. It was
sunny. And you can't even walk a curb.
And a guy took a woman's purse, and I chased him.
It's not true. You also tripped on the way into the Superdome and almost.
Yeah,
I thought you forgot that.
No,
I did not.
That's because I was wearing unusually high shoes.
Why? You Tom Cruise? Why'd you have lifts on? What do you mean? Well,
it's
these
really spongy Adidas that I got, and it's in hindsight, and then I busted up my arm.
So
that was now that one was
so tennis shoes. Got you.
Well, it was kind of a cobblestone thing outside.
Oh, cobblestone. Okay.
Yeah, there was a lot of factors at play there. A lot of factors at play. Yeah, I was hoping that everyone had forgotten that.
Nobody's forgotten that. So let me ask you a question. Did you guys see two places, 33rd team and the NFLPA, the Players All-Pro team? Stingley, the cornerback, and Patrick Surtain on both lists. Both lists. Stingley and Patrick Surtain, our first team.
It's official. Right now it's a push with Sauce Gardner and Stingley. And Stingley has outplayed him over the last year and a half when he's, you know, he's been healthy for a year and a half now. He's outplayed him for the last year and a half, period. So Sauce outplayed Stingley for the first year and a half. And now the second year and a half has clearly been a Stingley win.
So do you guys still buy that? Well, Sauce is so good, they don't throw. That's why he doesn't get any interceptions.
No. If you look at his numbers this year, they have thrown at him, and it's not been great.
Yeah.
His average depth per catch and all that, like his numbers are not good. So that argument is over. That argument is over. Stop people from getting catches. If you want to say he's not getting interceptions, stop people from getting catches.
Yeah. And he's not. And Stingley, you know what? It was, you know, Stingley, God forbid, stays healthy, but that he, after taking as much, Nick Caserio has taken some heat on some of the things that he's done, and some of them have turned out, you know, maybe we should have just waited.
Well, Stingley and Kenyon could have been a disaster. And it was last year when Stingley's out and he's not even playing and Kenyon Green doesn't even play for the whole year. And it's like, what in the hell? These were the first round picks. Kenyon's never going to, you know, that's done. That's a miss. But Stingley's a huge hit. I mean, Stingley is, you know, provided he stays healthy, there's no way around it. They killed it with Stingley. It was a great pick. It would have been a great pick with Sauce. It may be a better pick with Stingley.
Yeah. So we got that going on. You put him, and we've got sound from D'Amico asked, hey, are you going to, is Stingley going to travel with McConkey? And D'Amico said, what am I going to tell you, my game plan? Don't worry. Don't worry. We got a plan for McConkey. As a matter of fact, I put in some AJ in the rundown, Kamari Lassiter, who played with McConkey on the same team.
Mm.
We got sound. We'll hear from him.
Does he say at any point that white boy Cole?
He did not say that white boy.
That white boy Cole. If he said I'm going to respect it because that white boy is Cole.
Well, I don't think those were the exact words that he said.
Well, let's hear what he said. When Maybe we come he back. Did.
Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You hear that LA drop right there that AJ's putting on you? Some Dre, John? That's for you. Shout out to you, John. And shout out to you, Dell. Going to have our first black head coach in a championship game. So congratulations.
Are you giving me congratulations?
Freeman. Yes, Freeman. And I know you like for one or two people to represent an entire race or culture, especially you. I know nothing makes you happier.
That's what Dell always does.
I love when you ask one person to represent the thoughts and feelings of an entire group, no matter where they're from. Where they grew up.
I speak for all black
people.
How
they were,
sometimes
how they
Stephen
were raised.
When Stephen A. says that, I'm like, Dell's not going to like this.
And I would say this. And I would say this. Two light-skinned coaches.
What?
He very quietly said, two light-skinned coaches.
I mean.
Two light-skinned.
I mean, Lovie Smith versus Tony Dungy. There's a side I picked in that
you
Super
know
Bowl.
That. Freeman's mom.
I love Devin Hester. I picked the Bears.
Freeman's mom is 100% Korean.
I know.
And so
you picked the wrong side on that one.
So is Kyle Hamilton, by the way. Always, I didn't realize that Kyle Hamilton.
You forgot the Rex Grossman part of it.
I didn't think. I'm sticking with Devin Hester, and he showed out, so I was right on that one, although the Colts did win. But you were saying about Marcus Freeman.
Well, Marcus's mom, that's like a big deal to him is that he doesn't disrespect his mom and that culture, the Korean culture side of him, too. He had a whole thing where he was talking about eating kimchi pancakes when he was young, and like I was watching an interview with him. It was some type of Korean forum or something.
Like, hey,
like
Marcus,
that.
We don't want to hear about your diversity. You're a black.
No,
coach,
no,
okay.
Not you, well. Not, this was a Korean.
Oh, okay.
Forum. It was important.
Hey, the thing we're selling is the black head coach thing. What are you doing?
Well, and they asked him that the other day, and he goes, "Well, also Korean."
Yeah,
he and they're like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah."
Yeah, stop it. Stop it. That's not cool. That's not, that doesn't sell. Knock it off.
Enough.
We can't, it doesn't, it's not a smooth tagline. The first time a Korean, half black coach will go against another, another biracial coach for a chance to win.
Does that sound as good when you say two biracial coaches battle it out?
No, it's not what we're looking for.
In the Orange Bowl.
It's not a smooth and concise headline. We're not looking for that.
No.
But it is. This is historic. I mean, it's pretty cool that this is happening for the first time, right? Or no, that doesn't mean anything.
Is it cool for you, Dell?
Well, AJ and I will have a discussion about it. AJ, do you think it's cool that there will be at least one?
Don't say light skinned coach. Don't say that.
I was going to say biracial coach. I don't even know if James Franklin's biracial. There will be at least one black head coach in the national title game. Do you think it's cool, AJ? Or do you even care?
I mean, it's whatever to me. It's about the best team that wins and best coach ultimately. So, but I mean, it is cool though, I guess. But
I think Freeman's better than Franklin.
What do you mean, as coaches?
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Franklin does some goofy stuff.
Franklin,
his clock management's not great. I think Freeman is. I think Freeman's a better coach. I love the little move Freeman did the other day
with
where,
the
yeah Which
the punt team?
Yeah, because you knew they weren't going to actually go for it. You knew you just had to sit tight. Any level of football IQ at Georgia,
well,
you sit
tight Kirby, and you don't worry. And then they jump offside.
And Kirby, what I he mean, was trying to do is get Kirby to burn a timeout. And yeah. Kirby knew, I don't have timeouts to burn. I can't do it. Because if he did, he would have called timeout. Then they would have just punted.
Well, but, well, and Kirby's point was, I don't know if you saw, but Kirby was like, you see them after that? You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't substitute all 11 guys, which is what they did, but the center never touched the ball. The center never touched the football.
So how so is this a rule? Like, who, at what point in college football did they make that rule up?
I don't
how
know.
How do you even come up with something? So that's the rule? You
that's
can,
the rule.
You can substitute them all if the center never touches the ball?
Never touches the ball. He never, I guess, I don't know if he never even got
so the play
over
wasn't
it, whatever
set.
The case
so
may
it
be.
Wasn't set yet.
It wasn't set, so he was so Kirby's yelling the whole time, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. And the refs were like, yes, you can. Center never touched the ball. You can substitute all 11 guys. They went back out there and with the offense, and Kirby got the substitute as well, but it dummies, they jumped offside. And they were never going to snap that football. There's no way. But you know what? He got over on him. The problem with James Franklin is that he doesn't beat really good teams. That's the problem with James Franklin. He finally got over the hump with beating a top 10 team in Boise. So congratulations there. Mm-hmm. Whether or not now that's the same thing as playing Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame today. Who you guys got?
I'm going to say Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's no. Nope, I'm going to go Penn State. I'm going to go Penn State. I just think that the pass rush from Abdul-Carter. So Notre Dame has played great with the injuries on their offensive line. They've actually somehow gotten better. It happened early in the year, which is very helpful. But I think when you look at the this is a really hard one. I'm just going to say the defense of Penn State ends up having a bigger impact on Notre Dame's offense than Notre Dame's defense has.
Well, Notre Dame's defense has been playing
well, I think
really good.
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
And here's the deal. Is Notre Dame can run the football. They're explosive with Love. The wide receivers are okay. I think the quarterback is probably – it's probably – Drew Aller's been playing really well. But you, how about stopping Ty Warren one time? Wait, if you can shut down Ty Warren, you can shut down Penn State.
Hold on a second. Why did somebody in Twitch just say that James Franklin looks like Matt Thomas got into a tanning bed for too long?
Why would you read that?
Why would somebody say that?
Well, why do you think it's Twitch? What? That's not the question. The question
Matt
is,
Thomas,
why would you say it?
That Matt Thomas got into a tanning bed for
you
too long.
You asking why Twitch would say anything you think is egregious is not the actual point here. Why would you read it out loud?
Because I can't believe that somebody said that. And I wanted
yes,
to,
you
why
can.
Would you say
because
it?
Because I wanted to bring attention to it.
You don't have to bring attention
I wanted
to
what
bring Twitch says.
Awareness to it.
Awareness? What?
That's what you do, Del, when you want to.
That's not
when
how
things
that works.
Need some shine, but you don't want to go all the way in. You just bring awareness to things.
That's not. You're not supposed to bring awareness to things
wear,
you don't like.
I could wear a flag pin, or I can wear some type of colored ribbon to bring awareness to James Franklin.
I think if you actually did want to bring awareness, because you have a big platform on social media, why don't you do the best of Twitch? You simply screenshot what you think are the best things Twitch has to offer and post it on your social media accounts. Well, see how people react to you doing
that's
that.
That's not how
oh, you do don't want to do that. Okay.
No, that's not
oh,
how I do well. That.
And at,
I've already got to figure out how I say Shedeur Sanders isn't good. I'm still working on my wording for that to keep me from.
All you
got to
do is throw out there.
Keep people from coming
what
after
you,
me.
Ooh,
throw out what
you're
you believe.
In trouble.
Throw yeah, out what no. you believe.
Oh, my God. Can you see, Del, can you see Lance crying at his kitchen table?
No.
You know, in about a month or so?
Dan Orlovsky.
Let me tell you who's yeah. not Dan Orlovsky. Me.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been
You're
through this.
Be Dan Orlovsky in this
I've been
one.
Through this.
When you throw okay. out there that he's got third round tape, I can't wait.
Wow. Well, and look at Justin Fields.
Pretty much
look
all these quarterbacks have third round
look
tape.
At
Watch yourself.
Justin Fields has been outstanding.
Nobody caused
Dan
more.
Dan Orlovsky was so wrong.
Nobody
about
has caused more smoke for people than Justin Fields, and at the end of the day, people ended up being right on him.
And
well, not I mean said, some people, but. Nobody was protected more, was in a protected class more than Justin Fields, a quarterback. And, I mean, rightfully so early on. He didn't have, like, I think all quarterbacks should be protected early on. Bryce Young. This idea that Bryce Young was, well, you got to start taking another look and maybe start thinking differently about Bryce Young. Well, I never did think differently about, like, Bryce Young had a bad year in 2023, a terrible roster, and it was too much for him his rookie year. But that doesn't mean he's done. That doesn't mean he's cooked. I mean, Sam Darnold. Now, sometimes these guys take a while, but Bryce played a lot of football. Sam Darnold played 2 years. He had really bad situations. Look how, I mean, it's taken a while, obviously, but Sam Darnold started to come around as a good player. Sometimes these quarterbacks just need time, and sometimes it doesn't matter. Like with Justin Fields, I just don't think it's going to matter. He's going to be a low-end starter to a good backup. But you do take a lot of heat in these draft streets.
But why
if you're not, if you're not, if you don't big up the popular quarterback is, you take a lot of heat.
Why did everybody come to Justin Fields' defense and nobody to Bryce's? Nobody.
No.
I mean, I had not heard one person say anything. Oh no, well, you got to give. You know what?
Dale?
Bryce is going to be nothing.
Why, Dale?
Nothing.
It doesn't work here. For college football fans.
It doesn't work for what I think you're going for. I will say it because people love traits sometimes. They see big, strong, just if he can run around and do things. So that is enough to believe.
Yeah, he looked like that big dual threat athletic
Bryce
quarterback.
Young, you could go, well, he looks like he's a skateboarder.
He's a skater.
He can't play.
He looks like he's one of the rappers in the pack is what he looks like. Like Young L.
It looks like he should belong in Odd Future. But that's what he looked like, and people are like, Bryce Young's done. He's too small. He can't play. That was an easy one. You can lean into the Justin Fields is big, strong, can run. Just give him an offensive line. Matt Nagy's terrible. All the things you would say to protect the quarterback. If turns out Justin Fields is just a product of the Ohio State system, apparently. The only guy who's beaten the allegation so far is CJ, and this year ain't helping the cause.
It's true. I mean, it really is true. If you go down the list of Ohio State quarterbacks, you got one good year from the quarterbacks. Haskins, no. Justin Fields, no. No good years. I mean, he had a good running year, but not a good year. CJ had a great year last year. This is not a good year. It's in the bottom third of the league in pretty much every metric. It's wild
Troy
that Ohio
Smith
State.
Was a nothing.
Troy Smith was a nothing, and that was before we really considered them. Braxton Miller changed positions. Yeah. Cardale Jones was. He was a one hit. He happened to have a good game.
Arch Schlesser had a good year.
That's 38 years ago or something.
And Joe had to leave to make his way. Yeah, Joe Burrow had to leave. So.
Joe left.
Well, he doesn't count for them.
Ohio State is claiming Joe.
No, they can't.
Ohio State can't claim
him. And they're going to Quinn Ewers.
They're not claiming Quinn.
I promise you. And Will Howard's not going to be an NFL quarterback either?
No.
What's quarterback you? You know, wide receiver you? LSU's got a chance. Now, LSU will crank out their Terrace Marshalls and Kyron Lacy's. I'm already putting Kyron Lacy on Terrace Marshall. But they crank out some.
I wouldn't do that yet.
Ohio State.
They crank out some monsters.
Alabama can get that tag. Ohio State can get LSU.
Alabama's safety you, isn't it?
They get a lot of for a while. Your school used to be pretty
McKinney.
Good. Miami actually usually has some pretty good safety. Not the high end guys
but
anymore.
Cam Kitchens is pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah. But who's quarterback you? It's too hard to get a quarterback for you to have a quarterback.
And if you get him, you might lose him. They'll transfer.
Who's the quarterback? I guess LSU has had Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow
at this point. Yeah,
that's two.
And Munchies.
No, that's a long time ago with JaMarcus.
Although he was a first pick.
That's a long time.
First pick, second pick.
But Oklahoma had Baker, and they had Kyler.
Kyler.
Transfers, by the way, and another Jalen got drafted in the second round too.
Are Lincoln's quarterbacks beating the allegations?
Lincoln, Caleb
I guess.
Williams?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, Kyler
Kyler's
got to a
fine.
Second contract.
And
he's
Baker,
okay.
Baker's still
Baker's
around.
Baker's had a little career resurgence.
And
yeah,
Jalen.
Now
the year
he's the quarterback guru. If you really want to point to a guy whose players tend to have upward or tend to get drafted high. That would be Lincoln, but now you've got an entire university that doesn't even want to support him because they're over Lincoln Riley.
Well, I've got a business that I want you to support, and it's called Aqueduct Plumbing Company, and it's Billy Brown, and Billy is awesome. I was talking to Billy, as a matter of fact, a buddy of mine, he had the weirdest situation where his sink had hot water, but his bathtub and shower didn't. And it was like, what? I mean, that's just so strange. And it turns out that they were on two different water tanks, and it's just it was so convoluted, it was so terrible. Billy got involved. Billy said, he found out. See, Billy's on top of it. Didn't even know that it was my buddy that was involved in this thing. But Billy gave my buddy a call and sorted the whole thing out. And that day that they, you know, had problems figuring the whole thing out because it was so poorly put together by the builder, that Billy just said, don't worry about that. We're not going to charge you for that because, you know, it took us a while to figure this thing out, but we figured it out, and here we go. And now hot water. But that's the way Billy is. Billy is so cool. Billy is so great. Billy is going to, he's going to look at every situation differently. And if you have a problem that can be, you know, really complicated, and sometimes it is, well, Billy is here for you. And Billy said, he told my buddy, he said, don't worry about that day that we spent there trying to figure that out. We are certainly not charging you for that, because it took a while to figure out. And that's the honesty, that's the kind of integrity that you have at Aqueduct Plumbing. Happens every day, okay? Not that you can't figure stuff out, but that there's integrity involved in this business. So if you're looking for a plumber, and this plumbing industry, not sure that it's got all that integrity going on, it's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Dallas is cutting loose in the break.
What? You're blaming me when you were the flagrant one throughout the break?
I was a little flagrant.
Yeah, don't blame me for that.
God, these mics stay off.
What was he
AJ,
doing,
AJ, the
Del?
Mics are off, right, during the break?
Yes. What was he doing? Sure. Oh, he was just talking about some preferences that he had.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
By the way, good luck to my wife.
Is she running another marathon?
Nope. I just saw that Cash Warren and Jessica Alba are getting divorced.
Oh, I did see that.
Uh-huh. The great Jessica Alba. Maybe the greatest.
Are you saying good luck to her because Cash is available or because Jessica's available?
Because Jessica's going to be out there looking, and I'm taken. But if she likes the NFL draft, it's almost unavoidable that she's going to run into my stuff.
Okay.
So
she's going to be charmed by your grades.
To your wife, then.
I'm just wishing Nicole the best of luck. Let's tighten it up with that behavior around the house.
So she needs to be in line.
May the best woman win.
Hey, I'm not saying it's open competition, but that transfer portal gets loud. Okay. So that does transfer portal.
And we're just a couple months away from spring football. Is it an open quarterback battle? An open battle?
It's not open.
Okay.
I've got my starter.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I'm sure if her representatives come trying to, like, she'd really like to play with your team, I'd be like, I don't know.
And Nicole, don't.
I don't know about this.
Nicole, just don't throw a couple picks in the first couple practices.
Yeah.
That's all. Don't leave it open.
Don't be yelling at me about, you didn't clean this stove. This stovetop, there's still grease here. From like, hey, what now? Hold on. I got a call. I got to take. It's from Alba's people.
So yeah.
Stop.
The Alba collector.
Now, this is all, of course, if she likes the draft.
Yes. That's the only way you've got a shot. If she likes the draft.
Yeah. Because from a charisma standpoint.
What about your bubble?
From her riz?
No, his riz is what he's talking about. Or lack thereof.
Yeah. No, not lack thereof. So she's like,
what does she like?
If she
bubble?
Likes, okay, for example, today at 12 o'clock, I'm going to be taping Move the Sticks with Bucky Brooks because sure. Daniel Jeremiah is not going to be there. If she likes pro football, she's going to run into Move the Sticks video forecast. She may just have it on the podcast. But if Jessica Alba goes podcast or the YouTube, if she's subscribed, I'm just saying.
I'm sure the thought of you and Move the Sticks will make her all warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. If I'm Nicole, I'm starting to pack now.
I'm not telling her to pack. I just said tighten it up.
Be ready is what he's saying. Just be ready. That's
ice
all.
Up, son. We don't need all this. Let's keep the attitude right.
Because I didn't even think of, man. The dominoes falling here.
Why don't you just go ahead and just YouTube Sin City Jessica Alba just for a reminder.
Oh, we're unaware of why you would be into her. The question has always been, why in any way, shape, or form would she care about you?
The draft.
Okay. Pro football.
Pro football. Draft.
She's draft. I've seen her at Knicks games. So
barbecue.
I've seen her at sporting events, so she's tangentially whatever that word is.
I mean,
she's close.
I can't say it either.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, but she goes to sporting events, yeah, so she may care about your draft stuff.
That's right. And a lot of people from California moved to Texas.
Austin, specifically.
Yeah, that's it's 2.5 hours away. But, yeah, that's the hell go up to Austin and find out it's a desert. They're like, oh, I don't know. Is this hot? It is. I didn't know the traffic was this bad. What is? And well, it ain't ever getting better.
Do your research.
So apparently, you know what they're doing in Austin, John, to make the traffic better? They're going to be tunneling under and create tunnels under the ground for traffic because there's nowhere for that infrastructure to go. So they're actually going under the ground to create – it's like going to be some 5-year or 6-year plan where they're going to tunnel under. What could possibly
have you heard that in L.A.? They have secret underground tunnels for the elite to – avoid traffic. They can just drive
around. I have heard that before.
John, have you been able to take part in that?
I want to do that.
Underground what?
In underground roads and highways so the elite can get to where they want to go without having to deal with the traffic. Allegedly, yeah, that goes I on think in you LA. Should,
and don't call it yeah, underground railroad,
make
John.
It all,
it's underground
make
tunnels.
It all toll roads. Make it all toll roads. It'll be cooler, right? And everybody, and then... You know, the elite, the Austin elite can get where they have to get to.
Well, they have it in L.A. Well, John Hamm, like in L.A., if John Hamm wants to go somewhere, he just gets in these secret tunnels.
Yeah.
It takes off. In Austin, it would probably be like Sark and Arch Manning.
It'd be,
And Tom Segura, Joe Rogan, they get to go. Trey, Juggalo Trey, they get to go in the secret. Yeah, they get to go. Tony Hinchcliffe, they get to go in the secret tunnels. Probably Craig Way, voice of the Longhorns.
Oh, you think Craig Way has access?
He might. And that's the other guy I got to worry about with Jessica Alba is Craig Way.
It's called the actor bond.
Why Craig Way? Why do you have to worry about Craig?
Because she may be a Longhorn fan, especially if she moves to Austin. That's all they talk about. And all of a sudden she's like, I kind of know. This Craig Way guy, I kind of like him. He's kind of cute. She might say that to her friends.
Fan. Then what if she's a Hurricane fan?
So nobody's a Hurricane fan.
So Mark Vandermeer? You remember the Glory Days, Mark Vandermeer?
Is Dell in play?
It wouldn't be me. It'd be Mark Vandermeer from the Glory
Dell's
Days.
Not in play.
Yeah. Vandermeer was there for the best times in the last 25 years. It would be him, not me. It's called the actor bond, John, in L.A., where the elite of L.A. get to drive around these tunnels that other people don't have access to.
You need
to
get on the actor bond, John.
Yeah, that's what I need. Yeah, that's what I need here in L.A. It's so stupid. The traffic is so stupid. I mean, it's even worse than Houston, and that's just ridiculous. It's stupid.
Who do we have?
It really is. I mean, like, you're going 6 miles, hour and 20 minutes. It's just ridiculous.
Hey, Chris has a real quick question about the fire, John.
Right.
And you're our local fire expert. What's up, Chris?
I am a fire expert.
Chris, how are we doing?
Good, guys. How about yourself?
Good.
Good. Hey, so super cool question in jest, but then a real question for Lance Matthews after the break. But John, can you phone a friend for national emergencies to get you out of places on a private jet? I thought that was kind of something that you had like
that's
on an emergency
fun. Chris,
phone that you could.
I mean, you're cracking people up, Chris. I mean, how did you hold that back this long?
Long-time listener.
I mean, how did you hold that back this long?
Hold on, it's a relevant question.
It's
answer
hilarious.
It.
It is. Goodness gracious,
John, answer a question.
Why could you come with this like? Yesterday or the day. I mean, why are you holding this material?
Why is he so upset? Answer the question.
Chris has got some shots every once in a while, and that's just terrible, Chris. Chris, you got to write some better stuff. You got to write some better stuff, Chris.
Sleeping on an undersized couch without power—that's big of you, dude. I mean, that's not normal. So
hey, it's what I had to do, Chris. Chris, it's what I had to do. That's all. I'm sure in your Woodlands estate, you slept on a nice bed. Okay, I'm sure you did, and you thought of a brilliant joke that you brought to the table. I appreciate it.
I didn't know this was a thing between them. I didn't know, Dell.
It is. This happened.
Dell just told me this is.
Chris has gone after John before.
Yeah. No, Chris.
I didn't know.
I mean,
I didn't know
how he comes up with this stuff is amazing.
John's
I think he's
sick
a comedy
it.
Writer. I mean, out of the Woodlands. Who would expect a comedy writer out of the Woodlands?
Well, I mean, they come from anywhere, John.
They do.
He had a phone friend. He had a phone friend question for you, and you took it too personally because Chris just had something he had been working on.
Chris has had shots before. It's fine, but if Chris is going to come, You better bring something better than that. That's
you said so that was weak. You said that was a knife to a gunfight?
Yeah, that was a spoon.
Spoon to a knife fight?
Yeah, come on, Chris. You're better than that. Right. You got to bring it. You woke up this morning and thought this would be good.
Chris, we welcome you. And next time you want to take a shot at John, please. Don't be dissuaded by John and his sarcasm.
Don't let him bully you like this.
Don't let him cut you down.
Don't let him
like
bully
that.
Your comedy.
Yeah. You're just trying some stuff out. You got a good 5 minutes,
jokes.
Right?
Chris got jokes.
What? He just asked you a question and you wouldn't answer it. Dell said it's a relevant question. Answer the question.
Answer the question, John.
What a waste of this show's time.
I mean, to be fair, we did do the whole thing with Chad a couple days ago.
Yeah.
But
that's us.
But that might be the problem. It's unoriginal because we've already done this bit earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Well, it was yesterday.
Early in the week.
Yeah, earlier in the week.
Well, Chris, he got to sleep on it, and he got, and it was, itching. He woke up this morning thinking, I got one. Oh, do you have to phone a friend to get a private jet?
That is a means of communication, calling someone.
It is. It kind of is. All right. We got a break right here. 713-780-3776. The number if you want to get in here with us.
And I don't condone this, by the way. Those were jokes about Jessica Alba. And somebody in the chat said, always threaten your wife that you're going to upgrade. It helps them hone their skills. That's not – we're not operating that way. That's not the way that we look at this.
But you just did.
Yeah, but it's like me and Chris are the same. We have jokes.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
We have jokes.
The same? Okay. So let's take a quick break. I want to talk about Dream Rate Mortgage. I want to talk about a guy who is really, really great at this thing. Brokers just do it better. And you figure when you hire a broker, this is going to cost me. No, it's actually the exact opposite. In instant, you're just doing it wrong if you're trying to do your mortgage yourself. Let a guy who does this every single day, that knows everything about the game, that knows everything about the business. I mean, even if he saves you a couple hundred dollars on your mortgage, how's that? Well, that's a couple hundred dollars. That's great. Well, what's the downside? If you did it or didn't do anything, like we didn't do anything when we bought our houses, then you just lose. We'll lose the money. But in a lot of instances, I'm talking about big savings. And the guy is fantastic at what he does. There's nothing over 30 years of this business. You think that there's anything that Kent Jones hasn't seen or Kent Jones hasn't. I mean, and in a lot of instances, he's very creative where he will find this stuff for you. He's amazing. Amazing. So if you're looking for somebody to help you get that house and possibly save you like thousands of dollars at signing, not only at signing, but over the life of the contract. It's Dream Rate Mortgage. He is awesome. Okay, 975loans.com. That's 975loans.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home. Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.